station, Adventist Reflections.
Hello, citizens. This is Adventist Reflections, an interpersonal commentary where present biblical truth meets psychological reasoning. Now, to discuss character building ideas, here is your host, Dr. Dean.
Hi, family. Welcome back to the Adventist Reflections podcast, your podcast. I send greetings to all you now from back home. I arrived home yesterday in the late afternoon and was excited to settle back home. I must admit that God's family is large, and after having met some of my God-given family from the Philippines, it has been hard not to miss them already. Those of you who are listening, you know who you are. Let us keep in touch by strengthening each other in the love of God. Today's reflections are about being alone, but not lonely. As I arrived to the Philippines more than 20 days ago, it was just my first morning without my family, and all of a sudden I started to feel nostalgic. Beautiful ladies served me a very nice breakfast. They were there to serve me. They were there to make my life easier and support my ministry in Tarlac City. However, although not the first time I do this, my family is so important to me and my struggle started way too early. A sense of loneliness tried to take over my mind. I knew my heart needed to stay tuned to do His service. I might have been in principle alone, but in God's grace, He never allowed me to be lonely. There are many out there who have not spent a day alone, but weeks, months, and maybe even years. Perhaps you are one of them. Think about it. You are 25 years old, been in a relationship for a few years, going to marry, and then your fiancé breaks it all up. Or perhaps you are 40 years old and your wife of 15 years leave you to be with somebody else. Or think about somebody who is 59 years old whose husband dies after 37 years of marriage. Or maybe you just haven't met that one person. Your body clock is ticking and you feel disconnected with everyone you meet. All of a sudden you sit down to reflect that your life is empty, but why? Irish poet Oscar Wilde once said that it is somehow healthy to spend time alone, but in order to do that, you must know how to spend this time. I do not know what Oscar was thinking, but the core of this idea resonates a lot with the Bible. You see, the Bible tells us a lot about being alone. For example, the Bible encourages us to spend time in solitude with God. Matthew 6:6 tells us to get into our secret place and speak to God. In fact, even Jesus did that. He sent His disciples away to spend time alone with His Father. He did that because He needed that. Then we have people like Enoch, who spent massive amounts of time alone in the mountains, meditating about God's wonderful love and communicating with Him. Enoch basically charged his batteries for longer than most. And when he came down to meet with people, the people noticed and they were attracted to him because they saw God in him. So, basically, people were attracted to God because Enoch walked with God all the time. In fact, whether you are alone, you must not be lonely. There are people who, on the contrary, are surrounded by people and they remain lonely also. So, what's the key? Well, first let me share with you that there are heaps of people on scripture who are living single, widow, widower, or abandoned lives, and this is not a sin. You have people like Paul, Mary, Martha, Jeremiah, Miriam, Ruth, Nehemiah, John the Baptist, or even Joseph, who spent a lot of his time until later in life when he found favor in the eyes of Pharaoh as a single man. Or what about Hosea, who was cheated and cheated and cheated again by his wife? Timothy is another good example. Daniel, the prophet as well. Some were single by choice, some were single by calling, and some were single by force, and some were even made single by death of their spouses. Some were with someone, but this someone was not a follower of Christ. So, they were single in their walk with Christ. In fact, in Matthew 19:11, Christ said that not all are for marriage, and some are to be alone, here and for the benefit of the service. Be careful here that the word does not say that you must remain single in order to do ministry. If you have a husband and wife where both have a heart to serve in ministry, you have a mighty team ready to serve God anytime, anywhere. But today I would like to give you my triple S advice based on the scriptures on being alone, either physically as a single person or spiritually as a Christian without support from your family, but not lonely. The triple S stands for seeking times three. Seek, seek, seek. Seek God first, seek to serve others, and seek help. Seek God first. I think this is an easy one. After all, we find that in Matthew 6:33, Jesus says for us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be fine. Nevertheless, it is important to remember this because although most of us know this verse, we sometimes don't tend to follow its true meaning, particularly when it comes to relationships. Many a times I see young and old ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, who believe that they must enter into a relationship to be completed in their lives, but in the process they are neglecting to seeking God first. The punchline here is to remember that nobody will make you complete, because only God can do that. God loves you, God cares for you, God shows his unconditional love, so much so that he died for you on the cross. You see, God knew that you would reject him over and over and over again. Yet, he came and said, "I love you so much that even if you don't want me, I will die for you, so that you can live." When you seek God first, you do not depend on someone else to make you complete. Marriage is not the fulfillment of joy-filled living. God is. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says that God is completely dependable. So, let us clarify something. Some are devoted to ministry so much that they remain single, but not everybody can do that. There are some who need a spouse to support their ministry. One thing is for certain, being lonely is not God's purpose. Whilst we must spend time alone with God, we were made by God to have company. And we see this principle of having company from the story of creation. Whatever you do, whatever you decide or are forced to, you need to seek God first. Because once you are completing him, you can team up to serve others or remain single to do the same. Interestingly enough, the second S is to serve. Seek to serve others. You see, it is not within normality to not have interactions with others. In fact, we cannot really know what God is all about unless we interact with others. And the best way to do this is to serve others without expectation of a return. Think about it. God is love. So, for us to know what love is, we must know God. Love is described in the Bible. This description is effectively describing God. One of such important characteristics is found in 1 Corinthians 13:5, where we are counseled that love is not self-seeking. Follow the logic. In order for you to experience love, in fact, in order for you to experience God in your life, you must not seek your own, but seek the benefit of others. Seek their good, serve them, bring God to them in your speech, actions, and desires for their lives. Be an Enoch to them, be what Jesus is to you. You might be alone at home, you might be alone in your Christian journey at home, but as you serve, you will never be lonely. God will always be with you as you invite him into your ministry. And you will be with all of those whom you serve. You will not only receive the benefits of not being lonely here, but you are sure to be rewarded. Hebrews 6:10 says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. Lastly, our third is to seek counsel, to seek help, to seek support. You see, we must recognize that at times things get tough, even as you serve others. You might even be married, or have a fiancé, or have a very best friend. Sometimes our own traumas chase us. Our own insecurities do not give us rest. And even our own disconnected relationships at home, this allows us to appreciate the experience of being blessed by the companionship that we already have. Proverbs 12:15 says that a wise person is to listen to counsel. The Bible also says that there is much wisdom in the abundance of counselors. The thing that interests me the most is that this aspect of receiving advice, it was given by the wisest of all persons lived, by Solomon. Now, some might say here that this counsel is all given by God. And whilst we know that all scripture is given for such purpose, God always had men and women ever ready to help us in the time of need. The summary of this third point is that to be a servant, you must serve. But you cannot serve unless you are well served by God through his servants. Proverbs 27:9 clarifies this for us, saying, oil and perfume make glad the heart, and the wise suggestion of a friend is sweet to the soul. My beloved family, God has prepared an army of friends for you to receive counsel. Today, I call out to you who is listening, who is feeling lonely, to be humble, to accept God's counsel through his servants. You might think that you can do it all alone. And whilst God promises to make you complete, God may just have appointed someone who is willing to serve you to help this process. Perhaps to deal with a trauma, perhaps to deal with your relationship, perhaps to bring God back to your reality by embracing you with loving kindness. So remember, seek God first, seek to serve others, and seek counsel. As we conclude, I invite you to check out our next episode focusing on families. But before that, why don't you share with me any tips or advice on how you feel complete in Christ whilst being alone? What other practical things do you do so that when you're alone, you are not lonely? This is Dr. Dancy, and you listen to the Adventist Reflections podcast, your podcast. As I farewell you, I'll continue to choose to love God. What about you? Remember to subscribe to this podcast, like it, share it, hashtag it, comment, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr as Adventist Reflections. God bless you.